Good morning. It is a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. The coronavirus cases keep on rising in the United States. From the New York Times this morning, Texas pauses reopening as cases rise across the South and West. An abrupt turnaround. Governor Greg Abbott hit pause on additional phases of reopening as new coronavirus cases and hospitalizations in Texas soared. A growing number of states are halting their plans, too, calling into question any suggestion that the worst of the pandemic has passed in the U.S., which is just how we keep saying the leadership of this country seems to be treating it.
No, I think when it comes to the virus, there really is no good way for the president to proceed other than to throw in the towel and to say that he's been wrong all along. He's still insisting on this nonsense about too much testing is our problem. I mean, we have the head of his own CDC saying it's probable that there are 10 times more Americans who have had this disease than we know. But the fact is, we are in worse shape now than ever before. Now, New York State may not be, but much of the country is. So now you see the Republicans, senators or governors, particularly governors like Mr. Abbott, who is basically having to say, wear the mask, oh yeah, really? And social distance, really? All the things that we have known all along. He cannot afford to support this president any longer. And that's because he's looking at his own polls in Texas, and he is seeing that people are losing confidence not only in the president, who they have no confidence in to run this country during this pandemic, but also their governors and their senators who have been blindly mirroring the, well, let's use the right word, know-nothing or insane comments from the president.
The thing you mentioned yesterday, which is very disturbing, is that the younger people are accounting for a disturbing number of new cases.
David, it's science. We know what this is. That is, if you don't wear a mask and you don't socially distance, you can be cooked. There I was, sitting on our beautiful Railroad Street, which is reopening now in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, at a table with my wonderful wife, and people are walking by us with no masks. Are you kidding? Where's the 6 feet? Where's the mask? These are the ways in which we are going to protect ourselves. You know, Andrew Cuomo has been right from the very beginning. It's simple. You wear a mask. Everybody wears a mask. If you don't see somebody wearing a mask, you say to him, hey, where's your mask? I mean, it's hard. Nobody likes to tell anybody else what to do. On the other hand, we're talking life or death here.
The House has passed the sweeping policing bill targeting racial bias and use of force. Democrats' legislation, says the Washington Post this morning, would institute significant changes to the rules that govern how police officers operate. But of course, it's doomed in the Republican-led Senate. Are we going to lose all the momentum here?
Well, David, I do think that the Senate is up for grabs this year. And I think that that'll be extremely telling how people have responded to this. I just mentioned to you before that not only governors, but senators are being held responsible. Up until now, they see that the Republican rank and file is behind Trump. So they say, I don't dare take him on. I don't dare say what I know is right. People should wear masks. People should socially distance. We should continue to do testing. Because if I do, he'll run a primary opponent against me. And he has already shown his willingness to do that in some cases. So that's why they've been scared. But now their voters are going to be looking at them. And as I've said so many times, elections are won or lost by 5 to 10%, or sometimes 1%, or sometimes 8 votes. And they know they can't afford to lose the purples, the people in the middle, the independent voters, because then they'll lose and they'll be out of there. And by the way, I've been predicting all along there's going to be a very wide margin here. And my prediction so far in the polls is turning out to be right. Of course, it's not election day yet. A lot can happen between now and then. But right now, Biden is doing very well, and he's got just the right tone. He's out today responding to Trump and saying basically he's a crybaby and everything's about him. And what you see in Biden is somebody who could take the reins and who could show himself to be capable of running the country in a way that it is not being run right now. So I do think that this president, way behind in the polls, continuing to dig deeper and deeper and deeper instead of changing, he's making the same mistake over and over and over again about the testing and everything else.
And when it comes to the Black Lives Matter movement, did you see, Alan, that New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio ordered Black Lives Matter to be painted on the street outside Trump Tower, says the New York Times, angering the president?
No, the president apparently got very disturbed by that, because business is business. And we still don't know from his tax returns whether he's a winner or whether he's a loser. But it is interesting that his reaction to this sign in the street is so vehement that he is clearly disturbed by what de Blasio is doing here and putting this sign in the street that Black Lives Matter, which of course they do. And, you know, it is a given that that is a condemnation of Trump and his policies.
Well, maybe we'll learn more about some of that information that we haven't been able to get about the president. Now that a Queens County surrogate court judge, citing several improprieties in Robert Trump's attempt to block niece Mary's tell-all, slated to be published this month, I guess the book will come out.
Well, that's a Queens judge. You know, do I think that the handwriting is on the wall? The Trump's attempt to suppress these books, Bolton's or his niece, is not winning, is not successful. It is not something that the American people like to see. And I think that the justice people, the judges, are very wary of their own credibility. Now, when it gets to the Supreme Court, I'm not so sure. And I do think that if there is one thing that the Democrats ought to be emphasizing in this election, it is the Supreme Court